in the zone. Don't let me interrupt you guys. What do you say, Mr. Twain? Lies, damn lies, and statistics. I finally looked it up. We've been debating it and talking around it all week.
You give him Mark Twain quotes now?
On the season.
Nice.
Kentucky is, it's Pat's favorite. On the season, Kentucky's averaging 15 threes per game. In the NCAA tournament, they're averaging 16 threes per game. So they're taking the same amount. Here's
how many are they hitting?
I don't know what their season stat. The one thing I didn't look up is their season percentage. However, they are 5 of 21 against K-State, 8 of 18 against Wichita State, 4 of 14, not great, against Louisville, and 7 of 11, as we mentioned, against Michigan. 45% for the tournament. I didn't see their season total. I'm going to guess, as a team, 20. They're not shooting 45%
yeah, exactly.
for the season. But they are shooting the same amount. So while I've been saying all along, they're shooting them more comfortably now or more often now, it's not the case.
They're just making them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's a lot more to it than just they're making them. They're a much better offensive team because they're more patient now. And the way to guard these guys,
they're getting better quality threes, you're saying.
But when people pack it in on them, they think, oh, we're just going to pack it in Kentucky. Not the right strategy for these guys. Tim knows.
Yes. Tim's expertise is in fishing, and he knows this. All right, let's go to him. The Chasing Waters Fishing Report. Tim Bull of the Toad Fly Shop in Conway joining us. You can book a guided trip if you haven't already done it and find out more at thetoadfly.com, thetoadfly.com. Boy, what a beautiful Friday here, man. I don't know if this is good fishing weather, but it sure is nice walking around weather.
No, it's great weather. Finally getting some spring. I mean, all the fish are starting to fire up. Getting a lot of reports that crappie are doing well on the lakes and the white bass and hybrids are starting to run up into the creeks. So it's finally here, maybe.
All right, well, let's hope so. I actually did the kiss of death yesterday. I took all my sweaters out and packed them up for the spring and summer.
That would probably assure us another snow day.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, as most of the state was dodging tornadoes last night, that's usually a good sign that we're on our way. So it's no fun. But anyway, we'll see how it shakes out. What's up for this weekend? How are we looking?
This weekend's looking great. Like I said, getting a lot of reports that the crappie are really starting to bite really well around Lake Conway and some of the other lakes around Greers Ferry. The white bass, which is one of the favorite things that we like to do, they're actually starting to run up into the creeks to do their spawn and run. And if you can catch that right, you know, you can fish with some minnows, but what we like to do is fish with what's called a clouser minnow, which is actually taking bucktail fibers off of a deer.
You say buck?
Tying them on a hook and using those to trick them and get them to pull in on a fly rod.
Hmm. Did you say bucktail?
Bucktail, yep. One of the many ways you can save money on buying fishing lures is just keep the bucktails of the deer you kill in the winter and then dye them different colors, or you can buy them here at the shop, trim off the fibers, tie them on a hook, and strip them back through the water.
See, I thought I was being creative eating deer brain and liver. I thought I was doing a good job. I mean, you're going the extra mile.
If one of these two clowns in the plaid shirts went out and caught a bunch of fish and invited you over for a fish fry, is it true that crappie are probably the best eating fish out there right now?
Crappie's the best fish that I've found. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about walleye and saying that walleye is actually better than crappie.
Well, why don't you guys contribute something to society and go catch fish and invite the two of us over?
Can I catch a tilapia?
They have tilapia.
That's at Kroger in the frozen food section.
There are tilapia farms. I don't know if you can fish for tilapia
anywhere. I want to.
Tim?
There's some guys that use tilapia around here to feed bass.
Yes, Peter Brave whoops it up a nice Berblanc on top, and then the bass can't stay away.
I love it.
Comes with a creme brulee if you pay $4.99.
No thanks.
It's a heck of a deal. That's funny. But there is no fishing for tilapia anywhere in Arkansas, is there?
Not legally,
at least, right? Because I know there are farms, but if you're fishing for them, it's probably because you own the farm or are trespassing.
Well, there's so many other fish to fish for. I don't know why you'd want to fish for tilapia.
I don't want to.
I'm going
to
change it up a little bit.
I want to fish for trout. I'm sick of bass.
Sick of catching 12-pound bass.
You know what? How many bass I've caught in my life? None.
Zero.
I've gone trout fishing.
Really?
I've been walleye fishing in the boundary waters. I've fished for a lot of different kinds of things. I've never been bass fishing, which is embarrassing.
Well, that's bad. Fish. You live in one of the best bass fishing states there are. We can make that happen.
We're going, Tim. It's going to happen soon, bro.
Tim, what time do we have to get out there and fish? What's the best time?
For bass.
It just varies. I mean, you know.
Bass.
I'm not talking about Lance either.
It varies. I mean, we have guys that go out bright and early in the morning, and a couple of the older guys wait until those guys are off the water and then go out around lunch or noon when everybody pulls off. So, you know, just just getting out there and getting a hook in the water is the best way to catch fish.
I think Justin and Pat would make too much noise, and they would scare the fish away.
You can make a little bit of noise. That's why I like it more than deer hunting. I could never be a deer hunter.
Yeah, you
I got
be
in trouble last
silent.
Week because I missed about four fish in a row, mm-hmm. and the last one I missed hooking up on, I stomped in the boat and everybody in there. Stomped like a little five-year-old child, but I just had enough for the day.
That happens.
Yep.
So if they want to reach you, 501-499-6914, or you can go online to thetoadfly.com, or they can pop in the shop, right?
That's right, anytime. And then, like we were talking about the Clouser Minnow just a minute ago, on Tuesday nights we have a tying class.
Oh, that's right.
It starts at 7, and we're actually going to be tying the Clouser Minnow here. It's $10. Show up, whether you have a vise or anything like that. Just come on in.
I have a vise.
You have a lot of vices.
I do. Gambling, drinking, swearing. Oh, you mean like an actual vise?
An actual vise that'll hold
not
the
an Edo vise.
He's going to get the vise grip and hold the fish tight and not let it go.
I actually know a guy that production ties with a pair of vise grips bolted to the table.
That's man. A bad man. That is so
that's Paul Bunyan-esque.
That's ingenious. Yeah,
yeah.
That is. Or redneck, one of the two. Tim, what's your physical address?
Our physical address is 1214 Clifton Street. Okay. We're on the corner of Clifton Mill, just right off the downtown district in Conway.
Well, I like Tim. Go ahead.
About 3 blocks from Wilkinson Shoes.
Oh, I know that place. Well, my wife does, at least. I will say this. If this is a good thing, because if you know a lot about fishing or you don't know diddly squat like us, it's a good place to go. So that's what I like about it.
That's one of the things we try to specialize in is, you know, we're off the water. So a lot of our customers that come in are just wanting to learn how to fish, learn how to try to find something else they can do with their kids to take out, you know, get on the water. And we try to get that started and help them get a good... Help them get fish on right off the bat.
I like that. Because you know what? Not getting fish is no fun.
No.
Tim, we appreciate it. The Chasing Waters Fishing Report. Tim Bull of Toad Fly Shop in Conway. Have a great weekend. And the TV show, and remind everybody, too, they can catch?
Yeah, it's Monday night. We have a new episode starting Monday night at 9 o'clock on Dish and Direct TV, and it's called Chasing Waters.
There you go. Tim, have a good weekend, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.